Your family can handle that situation very well. They're a very hardy family and good folk.
Yes. So
I think they'll do the right thing.
And we didn't worry about it.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it yet. If I see that, I certainly am going to get vocal on the subject if I see that it's breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a few opinions I'm going to express. Mm-hmm. I always do. And, you know, open mouth and insert foot.
Yes. Put your... Yes.
I feel very strongly about things like that.
Yes.
The way I do about nature and the environment. I feel very strongly about it. I think that future generations that aren't here yet have a right to the same quality of life that I have. Same quality of environment.
Yes.
It's their right.
Yes.
And I don't have a right to destroy that.
No.
I think the nicest thing that can be said about anybody is that this world is a little bit better for their having been here.
Mm-hmm.
If we'd all apply ourselves that way, wouldn't it be a wonderful world?
Wouldn't it be marvelous?
Yeah.
We'd have Eden again.
Right.
Only
right.
More so, almost.
Yeah, I think the whole world, this whole country has to take a step backward.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody said, well, don't put it that way. Just say, take an about face and a big step forward. And then we'll be there.
Well, look around at least and then take the step forward instead
right.
of just leaping
right.
in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we always say, and in town meeting, you get up there and they say, well, don't worry about this. This is federal money. Or this is state money. Or this is county money. Well, who in the world is the federal, state, and county but us?
Yes.
I mean, it may be my right-hand pocket that it's coming out of, but instead of the left-hand pocket, but it's still...
Yeah.
You know, and then we say, well, this is federal sharing, you know.
Yes.
It costs us $10 to get $1 back from the federal government. You send $10 and get $1 back.
Yes.
It's all lost in the bureaucracy that goes.
Yes.
So... Well, there's so many things in this town that are just so beautiful and good. And there's so many people in the town that are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. I've never seen so many thinking people and caring people
mm-hmm.
in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this environment that's attracted them all.
Yes.
Fortunately, well, those that founded this town and those that lived here, the old families, preserved what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And they preserved it. Not intentionally for us, but for the next generation.
Mm-hmm. You're just an Indian at heart.
I think so. I think in a past life I was walking around here somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I have uh-huh. tremendous affinity to Indians.
Yes.
In the original American Aborigine. I have a wonderful arrowhead collection I've been collecting all my life. And I walk the field picking up arrowheads. And you can't help but when you pick up this marvelous piece of art.
Yes.
And craftsmanship. Look at this chipped piece of stone, so perfectly chipped and shaped by a wonderful, simple being that lived here and had a wonderful philosophy and religion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I find left of that civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of reflect back and think that this must have been a Garden of Eden when they had it.
Well, yes. And they didn't think that they owned it at all.
Absolutely not. God owned the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they could fight over hunting rights.
Mm-hmm.
And territorial hunting rights, but not over the land itself.
No.
This was God.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was a gift to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew it. And
mm-hmm.
they didn't ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't understand why we wanted to.
No.
They still can't.
No, no.
It's too bad.
No.
But I really see, like this cemetery moving and things like that, the signs of decadence
mm-hmm.
that really, I think, are the end of our civilization. A downhill track.
Well, your political life can do something, and your foot and in your mouth or your mouth open can help a little bit.
Well, I feel
with
like
this.
I feel like a fellow running after a runaway horse yelling, whoa, you know.
Yes.
Good luck.
And then your art, your painting, and I hope you don't give up your sculpture because I think...
Oh, no, that I won't. No.
No.
Because I love that, too.
Yeah, so you're both, you're like a Michelangelo who was both a sculptor and a painter.
He was a beautiful man.
Mm-hmm.
He was... Well, he was the greatest of all. He was at that right time in the right place with the right thing, because it was sort of the convergence of everything at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
He really did he gave the world so much.
Yes.
And I would never kid myself with Michelangelo, but I, except in the great admiration for his work.
Mm-hmm.
And I do simple little things. I think of them as baubles and dabbles. But they make
I don't know whether they... I don't think one should.
I don't think
of them.
I do something until it satisfies me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's selfish, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that an artist has any other way of judging how good a thing is, except it's good for him. He thinks that he has faith in it, that it's the best he could do.
Well, I think posterity is the only true judge of an artist anyway.
Yes.
I don't accept modern critics.
No.
In their criticism of contemporary art.
No.
I don't think it's the time to do it.
No.
I think posterity is,
Yes. Just has to go along, and people have to approve, enjoy, love, for a long, long time before you know whether it's great art.
Because great art has endured, and it's still great.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Mm-hmm. These little flashes in the pan come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You look back at them, and well, as a matter of fact, in studying art, you can understand the rise and fall of every civilization.
Yes.
The artist has predicted it every time.
Mm-hmm.
He's predicted it through his work.
Mm-hmm.
And the history of art is a frightening thing when you compare it to modern times.
Yes, it is.
Because there it is again. I'm afraid that the artist is predicting the end of this one.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go.
that's very negative.
Well, I do think. I mean, we have to be negative in order to take steps and move ahead and know what's positive.
Yeah.
In other words, we can be working in a void.
Right. I think,
a thoughtless, mindless void. And I'm not sure that I agree with you that it is already too late, but it's almost too late, certainly.
It's on that side of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it that way.
Yes.
Slightly.
Yes. With little rays of hope here and there.
I believe
but
in miracles.
Because the people are so great, as you say, and I suppose the people everywhere are so great. I've found in this taping that so many wonderful, wonderful people.
I know that.
Here.
That's what I mean. Westport is, it's a montage of things. It's a whole encyclopedia when you walk through and you can knock on any door and find a new episode, a new facet, new thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous people. It's a wonderful collector's item, I think, Westport is.
Yes, I believe you're right. I think maybe we should... I think you've already answered the question I usually end by asking other people. If you were all-powerful, what would you change? Well, you've already said you'd take around, you'd pause and look. You've given the answer, isn't it?
In many areas, I think I'd step backward.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas proceed cautiously forward.
Mm-hmm.
But it would take the next 100 years to discuss each facet. There's so many facets that happen. And right now, I'm all of a sudden setting in a new venture of my life. I figure this is a total, I'm going to turn around 180 degrees and take a big step forward. And I'm building my log cabin in the woods, and I'm not going to have any electricity and telephone, and I'm going to try to do it myself. And if I succeed in some of these areas, then I'll be able to say, look, it can be done.
Yes.
But I can sit here and say, oh, this is great, that's great. We should use less power, we should do this, we should do that. But if I can actually do it and live by it, then maybe I can share that with some young people.
Yes.
Come on in, this is the way it's working.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have probably a battery system with a wind generator, 12 volts, which is adequate.
Mm-hmm.
I can have music.
Yes.
Can't live without music.
No.
And so, we'll see. That cabin should be done this winter.
Your back is bad. How do you think you're going to be able to work it?
I don't know. I'm going to do that day by day, inch by inch. I'm going to be very inventive.
Do you think there's you don't want to rely on any of the other young people who are doing things to help?
Sure, I have many friends that are going to come in and help. They want to. This is going to be an interesting project, and I want to make it to be fun too, but educational for me and whoever wants to share it.
Yes,
they started the roadway last Saturday, and they're going in about 2,000 feet up there.
How many? Oh, that's a. There are 5,000 some in a mile.
It's not quite half a mile. But it's, I figure it's halfway in. If you start going any further, you're going to be on your way out.
Yes, you'd be on your way down.
But you enjoy the long lane.
I love it, yes. I think it's marvelous.
Yeah, Bob Baker, when he built his long laneway, he said, well, when he left the town road, by the time he got to the house, everything was all right.
That's right. You're changed completely.
Yeah.
You're a new person.
Yeah. And people say, well, you're selfish going in there and living. But I don't know. I do want to share it.
Yes.
And I will share it.
Yes.
With the individuals that show the most interest.
Yes.
And that's the best I can do.
Yes.
And out of it may come some good ideas.
Maybe very experimental. If you're being very experimental, be looking forward to it.
I'm going to try solar heat. I know one of the first things I'll have is a solar hot water system, and then a wind generator for the 12-volt system. And then I'm going to try to get into solar heat. Solar heat's got a long way to go. It's a very expensive thing yet. But every month they make some breakthroughs. This is a very exciting time. I think if I were 25 years younger, I would be into the energy and solar and wind and things like that, water power.
Yes.
I think you'd go to the dam up at Westport Factory and all that water spilling over the dam.
Mm-hmm.
Put a generator on that, you could run the whole north end of Westport probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to waste.
Yeah.
It's too bad. It's all there. The potentials are there. There's a couple of places you could hit your generators on that river. There's enough headwater.
I think everyone in Westport, and I think everyone should hear this tape.
Well, all these things go through my mind as I drive down the roads in Westport, and I look at things, and I think, well, there's a potential for that, without hurting it. You see, the water can run through a generator and come out exactly the same on the other side.
Yes.
And yet it's giving you the power. And then off it goes to the sea, wherever it's going, and it feeds the fish and takes care of everything on the way, unpolluted through a generator.
Yes.
But for some reason, we've...
Why haven't we... have you any idea why people haven't been more inventive with what we've had here?
Well, because of the electric light switch. Funny thing, Mary, I was helping a friend the other day. She has no electricity. And I was fixing up a shed for her, putting in new sides, a new sills, a new floor. And I needed a skill saw. So I have a generator. It's a 1,500-watt generator. And I set that out in the field, and then I run the extension line in to it. And I have my skill saw on that. Now, to show you how much we're conditioned to that light switch, when I wanted to run the skill saw, I would go over and stop the generator. And then run the skill saw, and then shut the generator off. You know, save gas. You don't want that awful noise running anyway.
No.
So, half of the time, I would get the measurements all set up, the lines drawn that I want to make the cut on, pick up the skill saw, and pull the switch. Without starting the generator, because I expect that power to be there. And I think we're all that way. The power is there, why look for another source? And as long as it's there and reasonable enough in price, why bother to look for another source? When the price gets up high enough on power, then enough people start saying, why don't we put a generator at Westport Factory?
Yes.
Why don't we put a windmill in Westport Harbor? Or over on Almy's farm, or on Bonnie's Joy. Small windmills.
Just the way we did when we first started out,
right.
We had windmills.
This is
all
a step backwards, but
in
the same time, it's a step forward. Because we are getting something that's free.
Yes.
It's a natural energy.
Yes.
And why don't we take advantage of it?
Yes.
Instead of burning up our fossil fuel, depending on other nations. We're talking about atomic power now, how cheap it is.
Yeah.
And next year, we are out of our indigenous sources of atomic power. Mm-hmm. Then we will have to start buying from other nations the uranium to run our power plant. Mm-hmm. Again, we are dependent on other people.
Mm-hmm.
I think this nation was a self-sufficient, independent nation,
mm-hmm.
and it ought to start going back to being one.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to do it.
Share.
You're going to do it.
You're going to
try to see that it proved that it can be done.
When I was a little boy, I used to embarrass my parents because people would say, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I'd say, "A hermit." Well, I think you could be a hermit and still share with the outside world.
Yes.
What you have, any abundance that you have, sure, share it. But abstemiously,
mm-hmm.
not wastefully.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give somebody something they don't want.
No.
Because that's wasting it.
Yes.
They don't regard it and don't
mm-hmm.
take care of it. If somebody really wants something and wants to share it, then share it.
Yeah.
And you really enjoy it. My mother always said, she was a great lady, she always said, "You don't have anything until you share it." And it's
well,
true. You think about it. Just an idea. You can have that idea, walk around with it in your head, it's no good, until somebody comes along and say, "Hey,
yes.
this is my idea."
Yeah.
Oh, now
right.
the idea exists.
Yes.
Because
in other words,
shared.
If it just stays right in your own little head, it doesn't exist.
You know, I've got a million paintings in my head, and until I do them, they're no good.
No good.
Mm-hmm. Right? The minute I put them on a canvas, then you can look and say, "Oh, I like that too," or mm-hmm. "I don't like that,"
mm-hmm.
or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the sharing.
Yes.
And it's the experience of sharing that's so beautiful.
Yes.
I think one of the... I love conversation as well as reading.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the other side of the page. And I like to love to go over to the Bayside to have breakfast in the
mm-hmm.
morning. Like, fantastic food, wonderful people, and neat ideas are shared every morning.
Yes.
And you start off the day with a new idea from someone else.
Yes.
And then I can go back to my shop, do my work, whatever I'm doing.
And the fishermen or whoever
Everybody.
Are there
Absolutely.
All go out much richer and...
But they share with you.
Yes.
You know, you say they share their experiences, their ideas, their thoughts,
mm-hmm.
their objections to maybe something you've done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful, honest sharing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, because you certainly have shared with the town today.
Well, I owe it a lot.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you, Mary.